selecting and accessing land. Finding and accessing land to set up your operations in a city can be a slow and at times difficult process. Begin your land search as soon as you have a solid business plan written and are seeking funding. Here are some thoughts on the process. Farmers look at potential land with an eye to existing soil fertility, drainage, weed pressure, exposure, wind, access to water, access to supplies, proximity to markets, and so on. We train ourselves to read the land, understand what it means when certain weed communities are predominant, observe the growth habits of existing plant material, and employ both sensory observations, smell, feel, and laboratory analysis of native soils. These instincts are valuable, but when considering a farm in the city, there are often the added constraints of contaminated soils, pavement, and extreme space restrictions. These constraints require an entirely different approach to more traditional food production strategies and techniques and necessitate that we seek out different elements. Ideally, we look for a site that is a minimum of a half acre, about half the size of an American football field, and relatively flat, is fenced for security from theft and vandalism, is not shaded by high-rise office or apartment buildings, can be easily serviced by trucks or forklifts, and assuming that the native soil is not usable, has land that is capped, covered, or paved over in order to avoid the health, legal, and permit issues that relate to soil contamination. Many municipalities now provide soil contamination testing services for new farm or garden endeavors. Urban land typically has a much higher value, in the narrow economic definition of the word, than the income that could be gained from farming. And so we seek out land in industrial parts of the city, land in areas that are less likely to be developed, land that will be tied up in legal, permit, or development issues, and therefore go unused, for a minimum of 3 years, or parking lots that are not fully utilized. I have always believed that ownership is highly overrated as the dominant model for young and beginning farmers. Long-term leases, a minimum of 10 years for open-field rural farms, are a better way to get started. It normally takes 5 years to get to know a piece of land, improve the soils, understand how the light and air moves across the land, and establish stability in a new farming operation. However, for commercial urban farms, those timeframes are unrealistic. Urban land is just too valuable for any owner to tie up in anything more than a shorter-term lease. Situations that have the potential to provide a longer tenure are ideal. But we settle for less. Finding a site that has sympathetic ownership is also important. A farm on urban land is not a typical use and requires a landowner who is open-minded and willing to consider new ideas. One of the most important aspects of selecting an urban farm location is learning about a potential site's neighborhood. Who will your farm neighbors be? What ethnicity and cultures are represented? And what do they like to eat? Will a farm in the neighborhood be well received, or will there be resistance? How will neighbors respond to people coming to work each day? Occasional noise from machinery, a possible sales outlet, composting activities, and different smells and sounds. Often urban land selection decisions are dominated by the simple fact that land in the city is limited in availability. This is especially true for cities along the coasts, where the price of land tends to be quite high. There is a very different conversation going on about food production in Midwestern U.S. cities like Detroit or Milwaukee, where economies are struggling and property values are low. Food production models within those environments will be different than those in the higher valued real estate markets of places like Vancouver, where we farm. Just like rural farm fields that each have unique personality traits and require different approaches, urban farm spaces and the neighborhoods they inhabit demand that we consider a host of factors before beginning, in order to be successful.